Christ I speak. It's very wonderful to see our brothers and sisters to come to this NYTS. I hope everybody is quite awakened now after 4 days of studies. I have two tricks for you in case you feel like very sleepy. Number one is take off your coat. When you take your coat, you feel freeze, yeah. So you don't feel sleepy, yeah. Second trick is you can stand up and stand at the back. Huh? This is how I suggest them in Canada NYTS, right? And I figure in the fellowship time they had a photo. One preacher stand over here, all the students standing at the back. That was so interesting. Meaning that everybody feel very sleepy, yeah. How many of you have studied Book of Romans in NYTS before? Please raise your hand. I know Alan, Humphrey, who else? Tony, you too. Yeah. So I ask you more questions, okay? let's try to study the bird's eye view of the Book of Romans. Another question is that, how many of you finished reading these notes? Raise your hand. Helen? Yeah. He was from Canada, MITS. I was the one who spoke Book of Romans. Now he's also here. Who else finished reading the note? You are encouraged. Homework number one, huh? Finish the Book of Romans Bible. Homework number two. Finish reading the notes, Book of Notes. So this will be a test question. Test question will be, I finished reading Book of Numbers. You two points, yeah? I finished reading the notes, 1.5 points, yeah? Oh. And if you can find any faults about wrong spelling, you have bonus, yeah? You can find any wrong spelling inside, or grammar error, or meaning error. You have 5 points bonus. I went to Canada, and this brother came to me. I find it. Oh, he was very happy. Huh? Because I forgot to add not. There's a sentence. I don't know if they corrected. There's a sentence, right? There's no not inside. The meaning is totally opposite. So I don't know if they correct it. If they don't, you shall catch that sentence. Because a not and not, it's very different, right? Okay. N-O-T, not. Okay. Let's try to, before we go to there, how many chapters are there in Book of Romans? 16 chapters. Oh, 16 chapters. Why Book of Romans, in among all the Pauline letters, it is listed as the number one in Pauline letters? How many letters did Paul write? How many? Want to count? Oh, how many? About 12 letters, right? 12 letters. Oh, by the way, if you see something over here and something over here, they are very similar. I just copy the notes up to here. Oh. So just highlight your own notes. That's good enough, right? Paul was the one who wrote most letters in New Testaments, right? Agree? Now, why Romans was listed as the number one books in all the Pauline letters? Because it is considered many chapters. Huh? Of course, 1 Corinthians also 16, But it was many chapters, and one of the heavy, important books written by Paul. Now let's try to understand some background. Jewish people was all over the place after their country got destroyed. What year Jewish people of their country got destroyed? Anybody? North Kingdom got destroyed first or South Kingdom got destroyed first? Anybody remember? South got destroyed first or later? Try it again. Later. Thank you. Later. North Kingdom was destroyed later by Assyria. Southern Kingdom was destroyed by Babylon. Thank you. In 586. Maybe you should remember this year. Now, after that, many Jewish people are skirting around in the on the face of earth. It is fulfilled the prophecy of the Bible because they did not honor the commandments of God. They did not keep Sabbath day. So the Bible said they were kicking around like a ball in all nations. So you can find Jewish people all over the world. I went to Argentina. You can find people wear little caps in Argentina. You went to Russia. You went to Spain. All over the place, even China, you can see the graveyard of Jewish people in Dongbei, in southeast area. You also can find the footsteps of Jewish people. So you can see Jewish people is all over the place after they got destroyed. But we can see, let's turn to Romans chapter 18, verse 2. Romans chapter 18, verse 2. Romans chapter 18, verse 2. Oh, Acts, sorry. I need to stand at the back. Romans chapter 18, verse 2. Acts chapter 18, verse 2. 18, verse 2. Albert, please read.
"To there he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, but recently come to Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them."
Okay. So you can see at this time, they were believers from Rome already. This is a very famous couple, Aquila and Priscilla. They left Romans. So you can see Romans had got believers at that time. What year is this year? Write this year down on your Bible, 49 AD, right? This is very easy if you trace the human history. This is also recorded in human history, 49 AD. Now you can see 49 AD, you can find believers in the city of Rome already. As a matter of fact, about 59 BC, before Christ, 59 BC, there was a king called Cicero. He wrote something already. He wrote something that actually, even in that generation, Jewish people are quite influential in Rome already. So even before Jesus Christ, you can find Jews in Rome. But who went to build up the Church of Rome? Is it Paul? Who built up the Church of Corinth? Who set up the church in Corinth? USA RE is better, or Canadian RE is better? Let me see, Canadian people can answer it, or USA people can answer it. Now, we're a Canadian brother. How many people from Canada? Please raise your hand. Kevin, right? Kevin, yes, I saw Kevin. Thank you. Now, how many people are from UK? No UK? It looks like you are from UK. You are not from UK? Yeah. Because I don't know you. I know most of them. So where are you from, sister? Oh! Sorry, I don't know you. how many people are from other countries besides USA and Canada? Oh, Taiwan and Malaysia. Okay. Okay. Oh, so who built up the... Oh, Taiwan people may know, huh? Who built up the church? Taiwan got the best IE education. Who built up the church in Corinth? Who is the one who set up Corinthians church? Want to guess? Yes. Who wrote Romans?
Okay. In the next chapter.
Huh? No, no, no. 谁写那个哥林多？不，对不起，谁建立哥林多教会？哎呀 ，I think I'm really very sleepy 啊。Answer is 还你知道？哎、just guess. We only have several apostles, right? Just name one. Paul, that's right. 保罗建立哥林多教会 ，right?But did he build up the church in Rome? No. He did not build up the church in Rome. No, so who built up the church in Rome? Nobody know. But somebody was guessing. Turn to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 10. Acts chapter 2, verse 10.Acts chapter 2, verse 10. What water? Can you read?
Verse 10. Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Lydia near Cyrene. Visitors from Rome.
There are also visitors from Rome. So when at the day of Pentecost, when they started praying, wow, suddenly there's a mighty sound. And everybody get together.And some of the visitors, they are from Rome, they are able to understand. Hey, how come you speak Greek? Right? Hey, you speak Greek, how come you speak Greek? You Jewish people, how can you speak Greek? And later on, Paul preached to those overseas Jewish. Those are Jewish people from Rome. Huh? They are overseas Jews from Rome. And then they went back and set up the church after...Because later on, they baptized 3,000, right? Maybe some of the 3,000 believers, they went back to Rome and set up the church over there. And the church in Rome became very prosperous in Christian history. Do you study, Pastor Ian teach you Christian history, right? Let me ask you, who was the first pope in Catholic Church? Peter, right? So, now...Where is the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church's headquarters? Rome. So people are saying that, you know, Peter could be the one who built the church in Rome. But actually, we really doubt. Because we believe that it's only like Roman Catholic want to make sure that they are the Orthodox, they are the 正统, they are the one that have the authority. So they make Peter the founders of Roman Church. But when Paul wrote this letter, actually we find believers in Roman city already. Many people say that this letter was written before the third missionary trips of Paul. At the end of the Paul's third missionary trip. And this letter was carried, was penned. Please turn to Romans chapter 16, verse 22. Romans 16, 22.16, Anthony, would you please read? So, did Paul pen down this letter by himself? No, right? There's another guy called Tertio. How do you pronounce it? Tertio? How do you pronounce it? Tertius. Oh, okay. I spelled it wrong then. Okay. So you shall find out my wrong spelling, yeah? You see, a lot of letters are Paul, even though Paul wrote it, but many people, even though it was from Paul, but many people write it for him. Huh? Sometimes he only signed at the end. Huh? There is a saying, there is nobody can prove it, huh? That Paul's eyes may be very bad. So he talked to the church of Galatians saying that, look at my signature, when I sign with big characters. Huh? Please turn to Galatians. Chapter 6, verse 11. 6, verse 11. 6, 11. Ouyang. Kim, right? See what a large letter I've written in my own hand. See, I signed a letter. Wow, very big, yeah. Oh, because his eyes could be very bad, huh? So we can see somebody penned down the letter for Paul, and there are other backgrounds which is in the notes. You can read by yourself. Well, but one thing I want to tell you is that. This letter, when Paul wrote to this letter, in the Church of Romans, they are composed of two kinds of believers. The majorities are Gentiles, because it was in Rome, yeah? The minority were Jewish people. So you can see, in the book of Romans, sometimes it addressed to Jewish people, sometimes it addressed to Gentile believers. So you can see the audience could be a little bit different. It is very likely like what they have been debating in Acts chapter 15, right? At that time, a lot of Jewish people want Gentile believers to receive circumcision. So Paul got to tell the believer over there the truth of justified by faith. You know, for Gentile believer, they don't need to circumcise. You don't need to circumcise them. It's not necessary because you are justified by faith. That could be one of the reasons to write this letter. And there are other reasons. We will share later on when we see the structure. And some unique characteristic of this book is it systematically explains the theology of justified by faith. God's righteousness is revealed from face to face. It's pretty amazing, you know. You see, in the Old Testament, how do you know that Abraham was a righteous person? If you do not read the book of Romans, now Abraham was a father of faith. Why he was so famous, become father of faith? Why? What is the most famous things that Abraham did in his life? Yes, so he had action, right? So according to law, if you do something, really you are justified by your deeds. Huh? You can't, what do you mean by justified by faith or justified by deeds? How do you explain in plain English? Because sometimes this is a term, right? Justified by faith, justified by faith. This is the theological term. Can you use a plain language to explain this term? Justified by faith or justified by deeds? By someone. English major, please. Any English major? Literature major? History major? 我不相信你们有，你们都骗我。 Debbie, what do you mean by justified by faith? By faith, plain English.
They're righteous before God. So, Abraham.
No, just this term first. No, forget about Abraham right now. Just this term, justified by faith. What does justify this word mean? Okay, to be righteous before God. You are kind of a good person. You are a good person, right? Anthony is a good person. Oh. By what? Oh. By faith. Can I see your faith? No. Anthony is a good person because he is very attentive in class, right? I can see, right? Or he is taking notes, right? Now usually in the Old Testament time, you are counted as a good person because you have some good deeds, right? So Abraham was famous for his good deeds because he loved God and he had faith to offer his only one son. Oh. But because of this concept, the Jewish people were trying to say, well, so if you want to be, you only become a good person if you have some action, right? So you need to receive circumcision. Therefore, you can be a true Jew if you need to have this action. Now, how many verses in the Old Testament? For some reason, Paul wanted to persuade it or tell the Jewish believer in the book of Rome, no, you know what? There are some other understanding from the Bible. You are not only justified by deeds, actually, we are justified by faith. Now, there are so many verses in the Old Testament. Paul was so not smart, right? Inspired by God. He was able to find a verse, a very simple verse in the Old Testament time. Please turn to Habakkuk. Chapter 2. Verse 4. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Kathy, would you please read?
For behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
The just shall be led by his faith. Oh, this is called justice by faith. This is like a needle in the hay, right? This is like a 海底的一根针, a needle in the ocean. Just a little sentence. And Paul was able to grab that. And think about it, and start realizing, oh man, indeed. Why we can be justified by deeds? Because of faith. Therefore, you have good deeds. Now, Paul was able to use this verse to understand that, just like what Jesus says, whatever your heart think, your mouth will talk. So, faith is like a root of the tree. If the tree is very strong, very naturally, it will bear good fruits. Now, as a human being, we only look at fruits. So, we say Abraham is a good person because he has good fruits. He offered his son. He has good deeds. But the other Abba was able to quote this verse saying that, you know what? These good fruits, as a matter of fact, is from the good heart, good faith, good root. Oh. So instead of looking at the behavior only, the outward fruits only, you look down into what is inside this person's heart. Then you understand, wow, really, oh? Not only you did good, you are justified. Actually, God looked into your heart because of good faith at that time. God already said that this is a good person. You don't need to, before you do it, God already tell you, you are a good person. That's called justified by faith. My brethren, the central sentence in the book of Romans are very important. Please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Chapter 1, verse 17. 1:17. Ross, would you please read? The righteousness will live by faith. In short term, it's just 因信称义, right? justified by faith. And this righteousness was revealed in what? Huh? What revealed righteousnesses? In it. What is it? Not your translation. NKJV, right? In it, the righteous God is revealed, right? What is that it? Huh? Hello? Thank you, gospel. So gospel is to reveal the righteousness of God. Now, gospel is to talk to is to share about what did God do, right? God do a very good thing, a wonderful thing, a right thing. What was that? He sent his only beloved Son come to earth to die for you and us. Therefore, we can be counted as a righteous man when we believe in Jesus. After we believe in Jesus, we are able to accept his blood in water baptism. Then we can truly be justified by faith. And this is a process. It is from faith to faith. The righteous God is revealed in this gospel, and the righteous God is from faith to faith, meaning that it is a process. There's a very, very fundamental difference between TJ's explanation and the other church explanation over here. Other church explanation, when they explain this verse, is that justified by faith is that once you believe, you are counted as a righteous person and once for all. So all you need to do is raise your hand and confess with your lips and believe in your heart, then you are saved, right? So it's from faith. Start from faith. But our understanding is different. Not only from faith, it is from faith to faith. Begin with faith and end with faith. So Abraham, he was a good man because he offered his son. He was a good man because he received circumcision. But was he counted as a good man after he received circumcision? Or before he received circumcision? Abraham, right? You follow me? He was a righteous person. When he was counted as a righteous person? At the time of circumcision, or after it, or before it? Anyone? Before, that's right. Let's read. Please turn to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Maybe start from verse 7 now. Start in verse 7. Guo'i. Can you read out loud? Wow, 弟兄坐到后面呢, huh? So many brothers. So few sisters. Amazing, huh? Please read. Verse 8 and 9, huh? 9. Verse 10. Yes, Now, Jewish people want Gentile Christian to receive circumcision so they can be counted as righteous person. Paul said, hey, my friend, come on, please. You understand that you can be justified by faith, you know? Not only justified by deeds, not only circumcision, these deeds. Before circumcision, you already got counted by as a righteous person. When? At the time when the Noah took Abraham out take Abraham from the whole house and go out to the field and ask him, Abraham, count the star. Abraham start counting, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then God, this is my imagination, right? You read the Bible for yourself, right? God said, hey, are you able to finish counting it? No. It's so difficult. How can I finish counting it? God says that your descendants will be as many as the stars. And I said, Amen. Hallelujah. And God said, oh, you're such a good person, such a good person. Even though you are already 75 or 65, 75, huh? Yeah, 75, like Gong Gong, right? You don't have baby, I tell you, your descendants will be as many as the stars, you believe it. Ah, good person, good person. So Abraham was counted as a righteous person. This is called justified by faith, not justified by circumcision. When was Abraham got circumcised? What time? When? How old? Let's read Bible, huh? Genesis. You're fine, huh? Let's read the verse we just mentioned now. Genesis chapter 15, verse 5 to 6. Genesis 15, verse 5 to 6. Shemi? Shemi? Wow! At this time, you believe, even though it's not a baby, oh, not even fetus, oh, no more, no fetus. At this time, nothing. He believed in Jesus. At this time, it's around 75 years old, huh? Because 16 at that time, you live in Canaan for 10 years. It's about 85, huh? But guess what? When was he circumcised? 99. That's right. Chapter 17. Chapter 17, huh? Verse 10. Verse 1 first. Amy, would you please read?
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless.
Verse 9.
Then God said to Abraham, as for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for the generations to come.
Verse 10.
This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you. The covenant you are to keep, every male among you shall be circumcised.
Okay, so at age 99, Abraham got circumcised. So he was kind of a good person already, righteous person. 75. 99, the sixth circumcision. But you know what? My point is that, not my problem. I just mentioned other church, you know, when they say justified by faith is what? Once you say, I believe in Jesus, I confess with my lips, believe in my heart, I raise my hand, then I got salvation, right? But our point is, no. More than that, the belief of Abraham is 75, 99, 100. Continue. In his eye, he continuously to have faith. So the just will be even be ancient person, huh? Just will be alive because of faith. Just by faith, it is from faith to faith. It is a process. So you cannot say, oh, now I got that, I'm guaranteed I have salvation. No matter what I do, no problem, I get a salvation. No, you know why? Because I come back to read Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Verse 19, huh? Chapter 4, verse 19 to 21. 19 to 21. 19 to 21. Adrian, would you please read?
19. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old. And the deadness of Sarah's womb, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. 21. And being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform.
22.
Pay attention. 22. 22. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Amen. Therefore, he was counted to him as well. So, just for the faith is not only 75. The older he is, the stronger his faith is. Oh, wow, this is unbelievable, you know. This is really, your grandma is a baby, yeah? This is very unbelievable. 100 years old, your grandfather is a baby. Unbelievable. But everyone, the Bible says, you know, the older he is, the stronger his faith. Therefore, 21, 22. Then it is counted as his righteousness. Huh? So, this is like our journey, right? This is like our journey. So, the book of Romans really is talking about just by faith, from faith to faith, you're the righteous of God. You are tended from face to face. But you need your face. Every faith, huh? How many of you are not Bong teachers member? Huh? You are not. Huh? You are not baptized when you are a baby, yeah? Like Kevin, right? Kevin came to believe, right? Why he came to believe? Yeah. Huh? Because you went to church. Because your faith of the doctrine, right? You believe in water baptism. You believe in Jesus. Now you receive water baptism, right? Now your faith, thank God. Your testimony of faith. But remember, you're not over yet. It's faith from faith to faith. So now your faith will come here, right? Even though you're a baby, very young, right? 2 years old? 1 year old? 1.5. Oh, it still came because you need faith, yeah? Otherwise, you might miss your baby, yeah? So this new face also, huh? And when you go to work and people might bully you, hey, Kevin, your project is, you know, very lousy, you know? And they bully you, and how come you can forgive him? Those who bully you. Why? Why you can forgive that person? Can you forgive that person? Yes, you can. But why you can forgive that person?
We should,
because God has eyes, right? Because when he go out, he will be run over by car, right? I'm just kidding. Because God has eyes, God is the overall judge. So we believe that even though I'm bullied, God will take care of me. So you still have faith, right? Even before you lost your last breath, you know, I know. When I die, I will go to heaven. So really, I mean, when we say justified faith, it's very important keyword, is from faith to faith. It's not only once for all. Yes, I raise my hand. I believe in Jesus, and I don't need to be received out of baptism. I don't need Holy Spirit. I don't need anything. Oh, then I'm okay. No, it's a process. But you know, Paul, look at not only what you do, but what is inside it. James look at the fruits, right? James, book of James. You know, book of James, right? James emphasized on the fruits, the deeds. But Paul looking into the root. So they are not contradicted to one another, huh? They are not any contradicted. One is looking at, you know, before you got baptized, actually your deeds is not important. Most important is your faith, right? But after you got baptized, eventually because of your faith, right? Naturally you will have good deeds. Because you are a good tree. Naturally you have good fruits. So everything come down to your heart, to your faith. No? Now again, this book is very systematically explained this theory. No? Paul proved that all are sinners. No? Now let's read Romans chapter 1. No? Please listen carefully because I want to compare two verses. No? Aaron, what is the Chinese name again? Yeah, Aaron, right? Aaron or Alan? Alan. 有名牌的名字叫什么？韦鹏。Yes, brother 韦鹏。Would you please read chapter verse 17? Are you NKJV?
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Verse 19.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest to them, for God hath showed it unto them.
Hey? 奇怪了，怎么讲？let me try this, because these two verses are very important. So, I want to open another one. Romans, yeah? Chapter 1, verse what? 18, 19, right? So I will highlight, see if I can highlight it right. Hey, can only highlight one verse, huh? Now, in it, in gospel, the righteous of God is revealed, right? Verse 19. What is revealed in verse 19? What is revealed in verse 19? 18, sorry, 18. What is revealed? What is revealed in verse 19? 17? Righteous, I'm sorry, righteous of God, right? Righteous of God is revealed in verse 17. And wrath of God is revealed in verse 18. Huh? Now, so, wrath of God is revealed from where? From where? From heaven. And righteous of God is revealed from face to face, right? Hello? Right? Oh. So let me read verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodly and unrighteous of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousnesses. Oh. So you can see, there are two revelations, or double revelation over here. One is the righteousness of God. The other is the wrath of God. Huh? Wrath of God is from heaven. Righteous God is from face to face. Right? So Book of Mormon was trying to persuade you, you need to be, everybody need to be justified. Because everybody is ungodly. All are ungodly. So the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Because we are all not a good person in front of God's eyes. Now, please read chapter 1, verse 24. 124. My sister from Malaysia, what's your name? Karen? Yeah, Karen also? Okay, 124.
Therefore, God gave them over.
Amen. God gave them away. Verse 26.
Because of this, God gave them over.
Amen. God gave them away. Verse 28.
Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, He gave them over.
Amen. He gave them away, right? So, if you read it carefully, chapter 1 talk about many errors of Gentile people. So, God gave them away. God gave them away. God gave them away. Oh. Now, these errors, we will go into detail later. I want, just want to tell you the structure a little bit, right? Chapter 1, talk about Gentile people has many mistakes, including homosexuality, did not give glory to God, did not honor God. Therefore, God gave them away. God gave them away. God gave them away. Oh. Three times, God gave them away. So, conclusion is verse 32. Karen, would you please read? Oh, they do the things that they deserve what? Deserve what? Death. That's why the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. Gentile people, theoretically, when they observe the nature, they're supposed to know God. But they do not honor Him, neither glorify Him. Therefore, God give them up. And the homosexual people, God give them up. And other things, evil, God give them up. And conclusion is that, not only they know that God has just will judge them, they even want like other people to do the same thing. And those who do this will deserve to die. That's why you need justification. You need someone to make you a good person. You need to be justified by the gospel. The content of gospel is Jesus Christ. No? Now, chapter 2. Chapter 2. Now let's look at the major pillar. Huh? The major outline first, chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. Zimin.
You therefore,
who are this you? So all those change, right? Chapter 1 talk about Gentile, right? But the audience changed to you. You, who are you? Now continue reading. Verse 17.
Now you call yourself a Jew.
Yes, who are you? Zenin. Who are you? Yes, you. You are called Jews, yeah? Verse 25. Oh, in Chinese, you start with you, but your translation start with you, right? But, no, not you. But in Chinese, you, through you, right? Verse 1, you who judge people, don't you know that you will be judged if you judge people, huh? 17, you, Jews, huh? And 25, you. Please read, I'm sorry, because you do not start with you. So what kind of person are this? So who are you? Who are those you? Those who observe the law. Those are Jewish people. They have circumcision, right? So chapter 2 talk about Jewish people. Jewish people have the law. Even though they have the law, they do not obey the law. They know the law, but law, you know the traffic lights, you know the law about traffic, but you continue to break through traffic light. Are you a good person? No, huh? But Jewish people has many law concerning traffic light, right? No. Jewish people have many law concerning many things, but not traffic light, right? Traffic. How many
things? I know, but I mean, how do they come into place?
Because I'm talking about if you know the traffic, the you know the law of traffic light.
Yeah.
If you break it, are you a good person?
No.
No, right? But Jewish people has many law concerning traffic light, right?
Yeah.
No. No, many laws, but not concerning traffic light. Okay? Even though there are many laws, but they still break it, they are also sinners. So actually, Paul is saying that they break a lot of laws. Please read chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. Chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. Sister Law, Jessica Law, no. Jessica Chen, yes, but. I know, yes, Jessica Chen. Priscilla Law, Priscilla. Sorry, Priscilla. Yeah, I didn't see you for a long time, you're much taller now. Sorry. I didn't know you. Priscilla, sorry. Verse 21 and 22.
You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal?
22.
You who say do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples?
23.
You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law?
Oh. So really, Jewish people, they are dishonor the law, even though they know the law. I heard a story recently concerning Jewish people disobey the law. Actually, I always thought that in history, Jewish people are quite well to do, right? But some recording also say at some period of time, Jewish people are quite well to do in USA. But I also heard some story in this generation. Some Jewish people are not doing too good, neither. So they will go to temple to steal the idol. Why? Because the idol, number one, is gold plated. Gold plated, right? Number two, they are not afraid of idol. Because their God is much greater than other gods. And the third point is that they are very poor. So they will go to the temple and steal idols. First, Thessalonica chapter 2, verse 15. First Thessalonica chapter 2, verse 15. First Thessalonica chapter 2, verse 15. Please read. Who shall read? Sorry. Christine.
Who killed both the Lord Jesus and their own prophets and have persecuted us, and they do not please God and are contrary to all men.
They are what to all men? They are contrary, yeah? 以众人为敌, yeah? So Jewish people really at that time, oh, some people say that they really are contrary to all person. Oh. 我觉得我有到40分钟嘛, right? No? 30分钟而已吗? Really? Oh. Can I say it? See? 40 minutes, lah. Yes! So I remember 40 minutes. Oh. So you can see, so Jewish people of that generation is enemy of all. Enemy of all people, because they are, like I said, they are like every generation. Some of them are live in poverty. Some of them, huh? So they if you hear about Jewish people, they have very bad reputation. Bad reputation. So Paul is saying that you know the law, but you break the law. Is it? Are you a good man? Are you a righteous person? No, you are not. So very systematically, what I'm trying to say is that systematically, Paul was proving that all are sinners. All need salvation from God. No? Please read chapter 2. Verse 9. Chapter 2, verse 9. Huh? This is the conclusion of two previous chapters. Huh? Chapter 2, verse 9. David, would you please read chapter 2, verse 9? Chapter 2, verse 9.
Tribulation and anguish on every soul of man
is evil. Eh? Yes, I'm sorry. Okay, continue.
Of the Jew first and also of the Greek.
10.
But glory, honor, and peace to everyone.
Eh? Romans chapter... Sorry, chapter 3. Sorry. So no wonder... No, no, sorry. Huh? Chapter 3, verse 9 and 10.
Verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are immoral and innocent.
10.
And as it is written, there is none righteous.
So you can see just from those very few introduction, you can see chapter 1, Gentile people, God, give over. Chapter 2, you are all, you Jew. People have many mistakes they have, right? Of course, there are some good points, right? And then Paul tried to prove to them that, you know what? No matter you Jews or you Gentiles, you are all under iniquities. You all sins. So no one is righteous in front of God. Therefore, because of the race of God has been revealed from heaven, now, the righteous God is also revealed in gospel. Now, so, after you talk about all the race, all the iniquities of Gentile people and Jewish people, the race of God is revealed. How do you accept the race of God? Now, you got to accept the revelation of righteousness from God. Huh? So, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 21. 321. Jessica, yes. Chen.
Only
two. Righteousness of God, right? Remember, chapter 1, verse 17, expressions of God has been revealed, right? Now let's talk about how it was revealed, the content, right? This is, again, very important verses, counselors. Make a way to test them. How do you test them? I don't know. Romans chapter 3, verse 22 to 26. These are all very important, very important verses. So you should remember this no matter what. Jessica, can you read it? So what's the definition of sin? According to? Fall short of glory of God, right? Please, your homework. Homework number 3, huh? Do word study, sin. Sin from Book of Romans. And you, after you do the word study, sin. All the Book of Romans, right? Sin, take out sin. If you have a computer, right? It's very easy for you, right? Now this, if you do not have a computer, make it a group study. If you have a computer, it's personal study. Group study, group study. Okay, sin. You tell us what is sin, what is the definition of sin? Where does sin come from? Okay? Anything you can analyze about sin. How do you solve sin? The problem of sin. You have to rely on the righteousness of God, right? So do word study, sin. And analysis it in the groups. Well, what do you learn about sin in the Book of Romans? Okay? If you do not, tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, another homework, homework number 4. Do word study concerning righteousness of God and righteousness of man. Send the E. So, from Book of Romans, if you search the keyword righteousness, and I already do this homework, right? About maybe 10, 20. Or more verses, right? Now, then you tell me, or tell your group member in the group, what is so-called righteous of God, and what is so-called righteous of man? And anything you can learn about righteous in the Book of Romans. Now, after you study, you are able to find out that indeed, you can grab the major teaching from the Book of Romans. This is called word study. If you have Greek. You can search the word Greek. If you do not, you use strong notes. You have strong notes, right? Most of the computer software have strong notes. You search on these two words. Then you try to find out what do you learn concerning sin and righteous God. And in the last session, we will share concerning this. So I will stop here. So you can see, according to Jessica Chen, just read, right? Actually, talk about the righteousness of God is revealed in gospel. Talk about Jesus Christ. The most important is that it is by faith. Through the blood of Jesus Christ and by your faith, you are able to be justified. So you are justified, but I really got to emphasize this one because we are true Jesus church. We got to separate ourselves from the other church, right? Go to read chapter 3 again. 3 verse. Sorry. I did not finish. I only have 2 minutes left. Continue reading 24.
And are justified, believe by his grace, the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
So we are redemption by the we are justified through the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when the Bible talks about redemption, always have to do with blood. Verse 25, key sentence. Okay, sacrifice, atonement, continue.
Through faith in his blood.
Continue.
He did this to demonstrate his justice because in his
forbearance. Okay, so that's how he demonstrates justice, God's justice. It is through faith in his blood. So, brethren, do not be got tricky by the justified by faith, this term only. So you say, I just raised my hand. You know what? In the Book of Romans, not only the term justified by faith, you also need to be justified by blood. A very important verse, chapter 5, verse 9. Jessica, chapter 5, verse 9.
Since we have now been justified by his blood.
What? Justified by what? Justified by what?
Blood.
Hello? Justified by what?
Blood.
Yes, not only faith, So a lot of people say, I don't need all that design. It's wrong, Because in Book of Romans, chapter 6, almost all chapter talk about water baptism. How can we not be justified by blood? You need blood. So not only faith. Faith, again, we talk about faith, it's from faith to faith. It's not only initial point of faith. Now, so you believe, then you really got to, because your faith believe in the blood was in the water, so you got deep into the water. Then you receive forgiven, then you faith, you pray for Holy Spirit, you receive Holy Spirit, then you faith to carry out the truth. So it's from faith to faith. You are justified not only by faith at the initial point, by blood. So by receiving water baptism or sinning and forgiven, by receiving Holy Spirit, we can renew our life. Okay, I think we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we will continue to talk about some, to talk about that.